Mix 94.7 KMCH on this cloudy and chilly Wednesday morning. We turn our attention to severe weather, believe it or not. We got a chance coming up Friday. We'll talk about it. But before we get there, our good friend Mandy Bieber is here. Delaware County Emergency Management. Happy Severe Weather Awareness Week to you, Mandy. How are you this morning?
Good, good. Just getting ready for the statewide tornado drill that's going to occur at about 10 a.m.
Yeah, for folks listening, we've been talking about it all morning, but you will, throughout the KMCH listening area, most likely hear your sirens sounding later this morning. And this is just one little piece of this whole week that serves to remind everybody that tis the season again.
Correct, yeah. So people may hear messaging, they'll see it on social media. It may come across their phone, TV, and radio. So everybody all working together to make sure that we're all ready to go for severe weather season.
Absolutely. Now certainly technology has changed, that you mentioned smartphones and everything, but the basics of severe weather really haven't. It's still those principles of watches and warnings, and what else do we need to kind of focus on and brush up on in this week?
Sure. So again, we can't storm-proof our community. We can only storm-ready our community. And so if you're going to be outside in an event, let's say Friday, it's going to be nice, warmer weather. You're outside doing yard work. Know where your nearest shelter is. If you're at a ball game this summer, know where your nearest shelter is. Know how long it's going to take you to get to that nearest shelter so that when the alert goes off, you know how much time you need to get there. And then, like you said, the technology has changed a little bit, so have multiple ways of receiving your warning. Here in Delaware County, we have Alert Iowa, so you can sign up for that by texting Delaware IA to 67283. That sends all of the watches and warnings straight to your smartphone. If you're a deep sleeper, make sure you have a loud weather radio. You know, we saw a lot of fatalities down in Mississippi because that storm hit at night and people didn't have a lot of time to get woke up into their basements. And then finally, just have a go bag kit ready for your family, making sure that you have 3 days of supplies for everybody in your family, including babies and pets, so that if the worst would happen, you at least have that 3-day buffer of supplies that'll get you through all of your essential documents, first aid kits, anything that you would need to respond if a severe weather event happened in our community.
Absolutely. And so many of us are, you know, live or die by our smartphones now. You definitely want to make sure you're charging that Thursday night. And really, anytime there's a mention of severe weather, because that's a lot of times the only way families can communicate anymore. And that's just another good piece of the puzzle.
Correct. Yep. Making sure that you have not only your phone charged up, but if you have those power banks, those portable power banks, I usually charge a couple of those up and have those ready. Make sure that you have extra batteries for your flashlights, for your radio, so that if the worst happens, you're able to get the messaging that you're going to need to have the information to respond for yourself.
One of the other, Mandy Bieber, by the way, along with us this morning, Delaware County Emergency Management, talking about severe weather awareness, and we'll talk about what's coming up Friday here in a bit. One of the things we always remind people here at the radio station and back when I was on TV was know where you are on a map. Know what county you're in on a map. And then also the basics of what's a watch versus what's a warning. What's your best way to describe the difference of the two?
Okay, so a watch versus a warning, I like the taco analogy. A watch means that you have the ingredients for a taco. So you have your lettuce, tomato, shells, meat, cheese, all of that. All of your ingredients are there, but they're not put together. A warning is when you actually have all of the ingredients and you have put them into a taco, meaning we have a tornado, either radar indicated or on the ground. It's been seen by spotters that we are ready to go. So a watch means, hey, just kind of keep an eye on this. And a warning means you need to act now and seek shelter immediately.
Now, you're talking to somebody who's been up since 3:45 this morning. It's almost lunchtime. Now I want to go grab a taco.
Right?
Other thing is flooding. We sometimes forget about that, but floods and flash floods can be even more dangerous and more common than what some of these nasty storms are.
Correct. And the most important thing with flooding is most fatalities from flooding occur from people driving or entering the floodwater. So you can't see what that roadway has done underneath that water. You may drive in and there may be no road there to be driving on. So making sure the little tagline that the Weather Service uses is turn around, don't drown. It takes very little water to sweep away an adult, even less to sweep away a child, and again, not very much, maybe a foot or less, to sweep away a vehicle.
Yeah, I think people would be surprised if they just kind of realized how little water it takes to push a vehicle off the road in some of those situations.
Correct. And it is just, it's so much better if you just find a different route. Yeah, it's going to be kind of a pain, might take you a little longer to get where you're going, but you'll get there safely.
And obviously, you know, when thunder roars, get indoors, lightning strikes and all that stuff. So now let's turn our attention to Friday, because today it doesn't feel like it could storm out there. It's like 27 now, but things are going to change big in the next couple of days. Tell me about what you know for Friday and what we're all kind of looking for.
Sure. So the next few days, Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to see just these trace amounts and flurries of snow. And then all of a sudden on Friday, we're going to see a shift in the winds. It's going to start coming up from the south, bringing us that warm Gulf moisture. And that mixing with the cold air that we already have in place is going to give us the potential for severe storms. So these are going to be fast moving storms. They're going to develop quickly. They're going to develop probably right over Iowa all the way down to Louisiana. And they are telling us that these are going to have damaging straight line winds, tornadoes, and possibly hail. So damaging gusts, tornadoes, and isolated hails are expected by the late afternoon into the evening hours. So definitely, if you're planning any sort of fish fry or anything like that, make sure that you've got somebody appointed to be watching the weather at that event.
Absolutely. And we're all on standby here at KMCH. We'll keep folks up to date. Mandy, obviously the daily stuff, you know, you guys do such a great job with your website and Facebook page. Give everybody those addresses where they can kind of tune in to what you're seeing and what you want people to know.
Sure. So you can tune in to our Facebook page at Delaware County, Iowa Emergency Management. We post a lot of good stuff there that can direct you to how to build a go bag, how to ready yourself for these kinds of weather events. And then we also post community information, things that are going on in the community if we're having classes or anything like that. So Delaware County, Iowa Emergency Management on Facebook, or you can check out the county website, Delaware County, and then just click on the Emergency Management tab.
Mandy, I always appreciate the time you give us, and we might just talk again at this time Friday morning as well to kind of get everybody amped up and eyes turned towards the sky.
Sounds good. Just remember, tell everybody to prepare today for Friday. We don't want to be doing it Friday morning.
There you go. Mandy, thank you, and we'll talk again in a couple days here.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Justin.
You betcha. There goes Mandy Bieber, our good friend, Delaware County Emergency Management, with us on the phone here live. Our guest of the day segment brought to you by Bill Thomas Farm Bureau.